The biggest is taking a set it and forget it approach. I think culture is a living, breathing organism. It changes every day. And if you're not intentional about influencing it, it can change in any direction and you won't have that input. So really making sure that everyone's mindful of that piece and that they're being very intentional about how you shape the company culture every single day.
You are listening to the Culture Coach Podcast. This is the place where CEOs and people-first leaders come to boost productivity, extinguish burnout, and cultivate a vibrant culture that reflects a fully integrated mission, vision, and core values. Get ready to take your culture to the next level. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. I am your host, Wendy Brand. Our episode this week wraps up my interviews during my time at CultureCon in Las Vegas in November. These were four really great conversations with leaders that are making a difference in the culture space. They were all speakers at the conference, and I thoroughly enjoyed each of the conversations. My final guest from the event is Shauna Garrity. Shauna is the Senior Vice President and Head of People and Talent at Talkdesk. As the first U.S. employee at Talkdesk, Shauna initially helped scale Talkdesk's marketing team, infrastructure, and activities from the ground up. In 2016, Shauna was tapped to build Talkdesk's talent acquisition function, and since then, have helped to scale Talkdesk to over 1,500 employees and to achieve a $10 billion plus valuation. Today, Shauna runs Talkdesk's global talent acquisition and HR functions. With a doctorate in clinical psychology, she uses her applied foundational knowledge from the field of psychology to help propel Talkdesk along its hyper-growth trajectory. I hope you enjoy the conversation. All right, welcome back to the Culture Coach Podcast. We've got Shauna with us today. Shauna, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So excited to talk culture with you. So my first question is really about the first kind of defining moment where you realize just the impact that culture has on an organization.
Yeah, sure. So when I joined Talkdesk, I first started in the marketing organization. And about 4 years in, I transitioned to run our talent team. When I did that, I thought it was important to be a recruiter as well as head of talent. And I realized very quickly, the most common question that candidates asked was, what is your culture like?
Wow.
And we hadn't concretized it at that point. We didn't have the company values. And I understood how important it was to have that concretized, defined, so that we can articulate it to candidates and bring it into the organization.
And so then did you then take on that work?
Yeah. Yeah. Myself and the ELT, we did what we call an offsite or a values offsite. And we sat down for almost 2 days and thought about what helped to get us to that point. What were some of the aspirational components that we want to incorporate in our values? And over the course of those 2 days, we defined our first values. We had four of them.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, that's awesome. And so before that, you didn't have them. And
no.
You guys defined them. That's great.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So as organizations grow and change, once you have those values in place, how do you then continue to make sure that that culture, is sustained?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for us, it was really important to embed them across the employee lifecycle. So we were assessing candidates in the front end of the interview process based on those values. We were orienting them to those values during the onboarding process. We were articulating the values in our recognition programs and at all hands to reinforce them. And also we were evaluating their performance based on their alignment with our values. So you could see that incorporation across the employee lifecycle. That made it easy for individuals to internalize, either individual contributors or managers, and make sure that they're promoting them internally to keep them alive.
That's great. So really just working through that employee lifecycle to start integrating them. Fantastic. And so what would you say is one misconception that leaders might have about what culture is?
Ooh, the biggest is taking a set it and forget it approach. Mm-hmm. I think culture is a living, breathing organism. It changes every day. And if you're not intentional about influencing it, it can change in any direction and you won't have that input. So really making sure that everyone's mindful of that piece and that they're being very intentional about how you shape the company culture every single day.
It's funny because I've interviewed three other people and they've all said the exact same thing,
yeah.
That it's the set it and forget it mentality that leaders don't understand, that it really is a continuous effort. And as you know, if you don't, like, you're going to have a culture regardless. So if you're not intentional about it, whatever it becomes may not be what you want if you're not intentional about it. So how have y'all gone about ensuring that it stays top of mind?
Yeah. So again, it goes back to incorporating it in those moments across the employee life cycle. And making sure that we can repeat them. So with that repetition, people start to incorporate and ingrain them in their working style. We also like to reinforce individuals that are in line with our values, recognize them so people understand what that means and what that looks like, and they have that as a bar. And we do a lot of training and enablement in our enablement programs as well.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. And you said you have four core values?
We used to have four. Okay. We've evolved them over time. Okay. So as the company has grown and evolved, as we've moved up market, we also wanted to make sure that our values were also evolving and growing with us.
I agree with that approach for sure. I think the mission stays solid, like that's your purpose, the reason for being in business, but the vision can change. And if the vision changes, then sometimes those core values, how you want employees to behave, has to change to align with that new future state.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the components that I believe is important for to have an intentional culture is that employee feedback. How do you go about ensuring that you get continuous feedback from employees?
Yeah, so it's a great question. We think about our employee listening strategy. What are the components, the inputs that we, and channels that we have so that we can receive inputs from our employees? And then it's a two-way conversation, bidirectional. So one of them is our engagement survey. So we do a quarterly engagement survey, and we're measuring our overall employee engagement and their sentiment and their connection with the business. We also host focus groups depending on certain topics or changes that we want to implement within the business. We ensure that we have a continuous performance management process. So what that means is we have two discrete moments where we're evaluating performance, but we encourage managers and leaders to have continuous one-on-one conversations so that performance management process and that feedback on how an individual is aligning with the value happens on a weekly cadence.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so multiple different channels and ways to solicit feedback from our employees, but also to provide that feedback back to them as well.
Okay. And you mentioned that the values are part of the performance management or the performance assessment. Mm-hmm. Are they actually assessed on those core values?
Yeah.
And is it like a rating scale or how? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And a free text field as well. So how is this person, you know, living the values of the organization? Give us an example. So what we like to do is we have five now. We ask the leader to identify the one that they align with the most, the individual aligns with the most, and then a descriptor. And then the individual also self-assesses based on that as well. It's the same scale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you also have competencies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Like leadership competencies or? Okay.
Yeah. Both leadership and individual contributor competencies as well.
Anything else in there that you have?
An overall performance score, a potential score. And that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you use a tool?
Yeah. We use Lattice.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then what practices or initiatives have you used to reinforce engagement and just that sense of creating a sense of belonging for employees?
Yeah. So we have a people experience team.
Oh, cool.
That's their job.
Yeah.
And we're fortunate to have that as a resource. And they do things to drive cohesion and build culture in a remote and dispersed environment. We have 1,500 employees in 20 different countries. And so really, how do you drive cohesion across all of those disparate countries and geos? So we do a lot of team building in a remote capacity. Twice a year, we do have an on-site get-together in different geos. We call Talk Desk Palooza. And we do a lot of work around enablement as well. So twice a year, we also have dedicated learning days so people can choose to attend certain topics or self-engage in self-learning. Some of them are aligned with our values as well. So really fortunate to have that people experience team, and that's their core function and purpose to drive culture.
How big is that team right now?
Two people on the team. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's great. And I'm curious from a, because I've also worked in organizations that's dispersed globally. How do you manage, first of all, the core values there across the organization? Is that correct?
Yeah, same.
And then from a culture perspective, like, are there some things that are different by location? How do you decide how to do that?
It's really interesting. It's a great question. I would say they can differ by geo. They can also differ by level and seniority, sometimes demographic, like gender or age. And so what's important is that we have that consistency across all of our demographics. And how someone connects with a value is unique and personal to them. And we allow that to happen, right? We don't force their interpretation of that value in a certain light or a certain way. And it's really cool actually to see how people talk about our values in those different GOs and within different levels within the organization and the examples that they use. And we see that in our engagement survey and our performance management process. Very unique to each person, GO, demographic.
So are there definitions, like are there, the core values are defined?
Yes.
And then are the definitions the same?
Yes.
Or do you, okay. And then it's just how they interpret the definitions. There may be some nuance there. And
yeah. Okay. Yeah. And how they choose to align with those values is specific to them as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, for, this has been a great conversation, quick, but great.
Yeah.
For leaders that are just starting out in their journey and starting to tackle culture, what's one piece of advice you would give? Mm-hmm.
Be intentional in how you define your values and cultivate your values. You do want to be mindful of the impact of those values, right? So employees should be able to connect with them. You should be able to attract talent that might understand what it would be like to work at your organization through that articulation of your values. And then you also want to be able to sometimes promote someone as long as they're living or operating in line with their values. So it's really important. It's a core component across the employee life cycle. So being very intentional and thinking about those core processes is the key.
Okay. Great advice.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for your time, Shauna. This has been a great conversation.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. It's fun.
That's it. I hope you enjoyed the episode. It really was such a treat to get to talk to Shauna and all of the wonderful speakers that I met at CultureCon. Thank you for listening to this series. Please share it with a friend. Go on and leave a review. It means so much to me. And as the holidays are coming up, I will be dropping my regular episodes on Wednesdays, which will be Christmas and New Year's Day, but I'll do a solo episode and just, it's really my favorite time of year for goal setting, looking ahead to the new year, looking back, lessons learned. So I'll be sharing those more personal episodes in the coming weeks. So I'll talk to you then. Thanks so much. Have a great week.